Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am 73. I work 40 hours a week. I take Balance of Nature pretty much religiously. One day, about 2 weeks ago, I cleaned a house that was 3.5 hours, another one that was 2.5 hours, another one that was 3.5 hours, and then I cleaned a commercial building and then cleaned half of another building. I got home at 10 o'clock at night. And who can do that at 73? Balance of Nature actually gives me quite a bit of energy. It's just amazing that fruits and vegetables could actually fix your problems. I don't have to have like coffee and whatever. I just take these and I have the energy.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Isn't common sense supposed to be common? The struggle is real, my friends. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Go into the record that the witness refused to answer the question. The question is a very specific one. Should minors be making these momentous decisions? For most of the history of medicine, we wouldn't let you have a cut sewn up in the ER. But you're willing to let a minor take things that prevent their puberty, and you think they get that back? You give a woman testosterone enough that she grows a beard, you think she's going to go back looking like a woman when you stop the testosterone? You have permanently changed them. Infertility is another problem. None of these drugs have been approved for this. They're all being used off-label. I find it ironic that the left that went nuts over hydroxychloroquine being used possibly for COVID are not alarmed that these hormones are being used off-label. There's no long-term studies. We don't know what happens to them. We do know that there are dozens and dozens of people who have been through this who regret that this happened and a permanent change happened to them. And, you know, if you've ever been around children, 14-year-olds can't make this decision. In the gender dysphoria clinic in England, 10% of the kids are between the ages of 3 and 10. We should be outraged that someone's talking to a 3-year-old about changing their sex. I can't vote for you if you can't make a decision.
Thank you so much, Senator Paul.
Yep, Senator Rand Paul. Only pointing out what the baseline of America would probably have been thinking 20 years ago and should be thinking today. Why would you change the sex of a child who is in a fantasy sort of land anyway, because that's where kind of kids reside, is a great imagination. Why would you do that in the name of, aren't I a good parent? I'm letting my kid be who they really want to be at the moment. And he's right to say, why would you give a kid drugs? Why would you do this? And Rachel Levine sat there and said nothing. Just looked at Senator Rand Paul. Blank face, blonde wig, blank face. And just sat there staring. Didn't know what to say since she is transgender and doesn't know quite how to answer that. By the way, has not gone through a formal surgery, right?
Right.
But willing to do this to your children.
Well,
as Department of Health. Yeah, that's lovely. Anyway.
The Levine person. the Levine person only transitioned in 2011 at the age of 53.
Mm-hmm. So he's had a decade.
Yeah, and later life they take a little longer to do the
the reason we're talking about Rachel Richard is because I think it's odd that somebody could stand there and tell you to do it to your children that's not even willing to do it to themselves.
Exactly.
In their 50s.
It is odd.
It is odd. That's why we're kind of poking a little fun at Richard Rachel, because he obviously thinks that your kids are fine on the chopping block.
Yeah.
Gosh. Woo. All right. Well, phone lines are open, 888-673-1450. I know you have to be shaking your head out there, because I said this in a local hour, but we've always had a baseline of the ludicrous versus kind of the normal-ish, right, of America.
Mm-hmm.
And the lines have been so skewed now that you don't know what to think anymore. You're scratching your head all the time. You're thinking, how can they sell these lies? How can they keep selling us lie after lie after lie? And we seem to be believing it. I'll tell you, I'll let you in on a little secret. Most of America isn't believing it.
They can't be.
They can't be. This is why you could go into a grocery store and you wear the mask because you're afraid of the one, two, or three people that might say something to you. Do you realize the rest of the people in that store don't want to be wearing it either, but just don't have the courage to take it off?
You know what's starting to happen now all
the
time?
What's that?
People are coming up and asking you, how come you're not wearing a mask?
Mm-hmm.
They ask me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't have to.
Yeah. You
That's
don't have to.
That's the reason.
Yep.
You don't have to.
We need our courage back. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate. Hey, Uncle Milky.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, you guys remember when they used to select these nominees, the appointees, for cabinet positions because, number one, they were really good at what they did,
mm-hmm.
and number two, they really understood the base, the majority of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at R. Levine, whatever it is, Pat Levine,
uh-huh.
and
Pat.
And uh-huh. Pat doesn't fit either.
Whoop, where'd you go?
At all.
Oh, okay, there you are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, number one, not healthy at all. And number two, clearly not the majority of the country.
Yeah.
Right?
Clearly.
Not even close.
Nope. Just the fringy lefts.
Yep.
Just the fringy lefts. And it is quite amazing to watch these people get appointed. But you must be talking about 50 years ago because it just seems like the same people, except for this go around on black hires, transgender hires. They want to make sure they cross all the boxes, right? Check all the boxes.
Well, they used to even try.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Try to give like an appearance.
Right.
They were trying, but now they're just like, no.
It doesn't matter. Hey, are you trans or black or Asian? You're hired because of, or a woman, right? Because, hey, that's all we care about is the visual aspect of this person getting hired rather than the job they can do. Right?
Well, I have one more idea for the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
If we all decide that we identify as children under a certain age, can we all claim the child tax credit?
Please. Please, since it's going
Let's
up to almost
money
five
back,
grand.
Right?
Yeah, it's going up to almost $5,000, probably, if they have their way. thank you. Really appreciate that. And by the way, $15 an hour, they're pushing hard today for $15 an hour. I know, you're thinking
they
this
can't
is nuts.
Do it.
Of course. It's ridiculous, you guys. The government should not be in that in any way, shape, or form. But we don't understand.
But by their own rules.
Yeah.
You can't do the money thing if they're going to use the nuclear option.
Yeah.
You can't have it both ways.
Right, right.
So if they do it, then they're breaking
mm-hmm.
their own law.
They're really pushing for this. It's heading to the Senate, by the way. They're really pushing. Progressives are making that last-ditch effort for the $15 minimum wage. They all think that this is going to solve the problems. And you know what? The picture of this with Kamala, Hormala, and by the way, gals, now you know you can sleep your way to the top. Kamala's your example. They're showing a picture of the McDonald's clown, okay? And they're saying resist poverty wages. No, it's not poverty wages. It's stepping stone wages. Because 16-year-olds are supposed to work there, not 35-year-olds
right.
with five kids, okay? You climb the ladder, and you have to have some place to start. McDonald's is a great starting ground. That's a great entry-level position.
Yeah. Actually, it's a great entry-level position for anyone.
That's what I'm saying. That's
if
what I mean.
If you're
yeah.
40 years
sure.
old and
going
you've
back
never
into the
held,
workplace, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right.
I mean,
you're right.
Come on. You'd never be ashamed of working.
It's like now this is known as the poverty wage across America. Fast food mm-hmm. is the poverty wage, as if you're going to be there for 40 yeah. years at that wage.
So don't tell anybody
so,
where
yeah,
you work.
Yeah, exactly. And then don't do a good job and get a raise or anything.
No,
because,
no.
you know, got to stay at that entry level to prove that you're being paid poverty wages. What has happened to us as a culture? See, we're getting sold the lies. You're getting sold. Our youth are getting sold. You deserve and are worth $15 an hour because you exist and breathe. Well, not really breathe because you're wearing a mask, but you get the idea. And then you're supposed to think that is where life remains for you, I guess, and that now you're a victim. See, this is about being, it's really about systemic victimhood. You have the victimhood of the people that can't seem to ever get a raise, that want to say they're in poverty forever because of the system and not because of their own lack of, you know, wanting to work harder. And then you have persistent victimhood in the races, persistent victimhood in class, right? In class, in the classes. It's always about victimhood if you can't get your way or you don't want to work hard enough. Kamala slept her way to the top. There's another way to go. She gives hope to many women across the United States who want to have affairs. I mean, honestly, there's all kinds of ways to do it. She did it that way. She didn't work harder. She just basically slept her way there. So with that being said, there's always a route. Am I right?
I think yes, so. You're right.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Boy, it just gets deeper and deeper and deeper.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe I haven't been around long enough. I'm only 66 years old.
Wow.
And yet, can you tell me a Democratic policy that has ever really worked?
Nope. I really can't. We've tried on the show before.
In 66 years, I can't think of a Democratic policy that didn't favor somebody or point people in the wrong direction.
Right.
And it's all based on this selfish belief that they're progressive.
Oh,
and there's nothing progressive about them.
No, progressive policies make you feel good and they make you feel justified for 5 minutes. They don't solve a problem. They only contribute to more problems, but they make somebody feel justified as a victim for about 5 minutes. And they go after the emotional 5 minute sanctity of, hey, we're letting you off the hook. Here you go. That's basically what it's about.
Apparently it works for Woca-Cola.
Woca-Cola.
I guess there's a positive spin to this somehow.
Thanks. Really appreciate that. Woca-Cola. That is the first time, my friend, I've heard that, and that's amazing. Woca-Cola.
I doubt there's any correlation here to anything, but when I got my first job, my hourly wage happened to be the same thing that a gallon of gas cost. And today...
it's 2 gallons. Well, 3 gallons.
Yeah, today it's 3 gallons to the hourly wage.
Right. So, you know, we've gone up, but, you know, it's anything to appease somebody to make them feel better, but it's not steeped in truth. It's just there to make them feel better. It's like the great white lie, you know? It's like I can spend 5 minutes appealing to your emotion and making you feel really good, but I'm just lying to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we seem to take that in and go, this is truth. And now I have a crusade even to fight for. That, to me, always amazes me. They do it with the wage. They do it with racism. They do it with all these things. And it's a nice little, it's a nice white lie to make you feel okay somehow, some way.
Really?
Yeah.
Because global catastrophes never make me feel okay.
We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show. Myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
Show. I have a lot to say about that song and about about an ad that was her song was used for in the Super Bowl. Instead of 9 to 5, it was called 5 to 9. And I want to open this up for discussion because I think it's worthy of one. Very interesting, and for our youth to be able to learn from this too. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. I have Uncle Milty with me, and a big thank you to Dr. Duke Pesta, who came on in the last hour, and his show follows mine on my Facebook page. You can actually check his show out. The link is right there, and it comes up right on, as you're viewing my show page on Facebook. Make sure you get over to MyPillow. Mike Lindell and I have partnered up. He really cares about truth in media, wants this show to stay on. And I really love that about him. He's very generous. And if you order products at MyPillow, he has everything from mats and bath towels, amazing bath towels, actually, that get up all the moisture, right?
Every bit
of moisture. Amazing. And of course, the softest sheets that you're ever going to find to MyPillow. And if you have a snoring issue, get the blue MyPillow. There's different colors you can get that depict the size of the pillow. Get the blue pillow. This really helps with somebody that you love that snores.
What color is the insomnia pillow?
That's so true. So make sure that you put the code Kate in, and the show gets a portion of that sale. Mike Lindell, of course, gets a portion of that sale, but you'll be helping both of us. Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, what a tremendous guy in helping Patriots come together and acknowledging the fraud that just happened.
And getting a wonderful product.
And getting wonderful products that you're going to buy anyway. Don't go down to Costco and buy them. In fact, if you go to the stores, they only usually offer one version of MyPillow, but the best versions are online at MyPillow, and you can get different ones. So make sure that you go to MyPillow.com and put in the code Kate, and then you'll be helping us, and you'll be helping Mike Lindell at the same time. Because I know people after my Mike Lindell interview that said, we'll just go buy a pillow to buy a pillow because we just want to help. This is your great way to help. Truth in Media, help us, help this show, help it stay on, and then also help Mike Lindell and all of his endeavors, because he really, truly is a great patriot. And go to MyPillow.com, put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E. So I wanted to mention something about the 9 to 5. So the critics came out and they said this because in the Super Bowl, her song was used for a version of it that said 5 to 9 at night, meaning a second job. and they all came out and they said, we shouldn't have to work second jobs. We should be being paid in the 9 to 5 exactly what we're worth. And we should have the life of our dreams based on the fact that we should get a wage just for working 9 to 5. How dare you say that we should work from 5 to 9, a second job? Do you find that kind of alarming? Because really what they're saying is, capitalism really isn't the thing. Capitalism isn't going to help anybody. I don't know of one entrepreneur out there that started a business, myself included, that didn't have to work overtime to make sure that business succeeded due to the hard work that we engaged in. I've never known an entrepreneur that didn't work overtime.
The problem is that our children today have been raised to believe they don't even need the first job.
That's so true. The song should be like working 10 to 12.
Right.
Working until lunchtime to get my break. So I thought it was kind of fascinating, and I wanted to bring it up on the show because of the fact that look at the song and what it's about. Okay. And I kind of harken back to the lyrics of this song because I want us to remember what was written about this song that was kind of intriguing, right? Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower, blood starts pumping. Out on the street, traffic starts jumping. Folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. So whatever skills you have and whatever kind of work tenacity you have, ingenuity you have, land you into a job and you still pour yourself that cup of ambition to make yourself be seen in that job. Work better, work more efficiently, get a raise, own the business at some point, break off as a new owner to compete with said business that you're working for, right?
Yep.
It was never about just working 9 to 5 and filling a slot. It was about ingenuity. It was about saying, okay, I can do this better, make it better. I want to stake a claim for myself. I want to go out there. I'm driven enough to make a business work and a profit for myself. And I'm going to go and offer more jobs for more people. That's what it's about.
This entire minimum wage thing, I remember when it started.
Yeah.
It should have died on the vine. No one was for it.
I know. And so then it goes in the song, okay, working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, barely getting by, it's all taken and no given. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. That's not always the case. Everything is usually a stepping stone. And in a place where we have property ownership and capitalism that prevails, you can actually say to this job, well, I'm going to work this job while I'm getting my dreams off the ground as well. And that's usually what entrepreneurs do, right? So if you're an entrepreneur out there, I want to hear from you because that's usually what it took, right? Burning the midnight oil, because that's just usually what it takes. Yet people want to say to themselves, I can work 9 to 5 in a dead-end job, and I also want all my dreams to come true. Wow. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, my big thing is I don't know how, you know, Kamala's supposed to have a degree in economics, and I don't understand how she doesn't understand that if you give everybody the $15 an hour minimum wage right now, when they come up for re-election, that $15 minimum wage will be eaten up by inflation, that it will be meaningless, and they'll be right back with the same problem, and the people will realize, uh-oh, that's not the answer, and these people never were the answer, because I lost my job, and now a loaf of bread costs $2, and a gallon of milk is $4, and I'm like, I'm worse off than I was when it became $15 an hour.
Yeah.
So that was... They should do this at the end of their administration to get reelected, not at the beginning to then destroy their ability to become reelected.
Right. That's a great point. Thank you for that. Really appreciate
it. The other point, can I make another point?
Sure. Go ahead.
You know, when it comes to the critical race theory operation, this is the new way we're working in America, is that you're guilty by accusation or affiliation rather than having to be proved guilty
doing something. Yeah.
Right. So now you have to prove that you're not a racist, because by being white, you're already guilty of being a racist. So see, that's just like President Trump was guilty by accusation,
right?
Not by actual evidence.
Sure.
So now it doesn't matter. Everything applies that way. You're guilty just by being accused of something and then have to prove your innocence, which is impossible in a court of law.
Thank you. If anybody
understands the law, you can't do that. That's impossible. You can prove guilty, but you can't prove innocence.
That's right.
Yep, I agree. Thank you for that. Really appreciate the call. So here's the deal of that song. It goes on to say 9 to 5 for service and devotion. I would think that I would deserve a fat promotion. Want to move ahead, but the boss won't seem to let me. I swear sometimes that man is out to get me. You know what I find kind of fascinating about this song? This song works if we were really under communism. We would be told what to do for a living, where you had to work, and how much you were going to work, with no opportunity and chance of ever getting out of the job. Because in that movie, if all of you remember, the three secretaries went after the boss because they didn't like the way the boss was doing business, right? They didn't like the way they were getting treated from the boss. You know what they fail to explain in that movie? That in America, you could quit that job and go work for another boss who wouldn't treat you that way.
Yeah.
Kind of amazing, isn't it? But the song was really about you're oppressed as a worker and you can't leave the oppression, which isn't true here in America. You can always leave and do something else or start your own.
And I would like to give a little example of that. 12,000 people became millionaires working for Bill Gates.
12,000.
12,000 millionaires. Not anybody special.
Uh-huh.
They went to work at a starting position at Microsoft. 12,000 people became millionaires. Others vastly wealthy.
Yeah. And he's a total cretin, so there you go.
That's called capitalism.
Yeah, that's interesting. So Were you an entrepreneur? Are you an entrepreneur? I have been, and I'm telling you, I worked harder as an entrepreneur than I ever did as somebody that just went to work for a living, right? Working for somebody else. In America, you get the opportunity to live the dream, but the dream isn't easy. Maybe it is for some. Maybe you can become a YouTube star by doing stupid videos. Okay. That's five people in America.
Yeah.
The rest of us have to work pretty hard at that. I don't see much regret. I see people that own a McDonald's that are very happy. I see people that own a business that are very happy, and they're proud of the fact they had to work hard to do it. Correct?
Yeah. But there's so many kids out there today that think all you have to do is hit the jackpot.
Oh, I know.
You don't have to work. Yeah. You just have to hit the jackpot.
And it's okay to have dreams as a kid. Hey, you want to be an NBA, but you're white. You're 6 foot. Probably ain't going to happen. But dreams are okay. But when you become an adult, what are you willing to do? If you wash trash cans, do you want to wash trash cans for somebody else? Or do you want to wash trash cans as a business that's really profitable, that covers several communities? It's all your choice, is what I'm saying. And you're not oppressed. You're just making choices. There's a difference.
And you make a lot more washing trash cans for yourself
than
you do for somebody else.
Yes. Yes. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes. I'd like to jump in this conversation about minimum wage laws. You're right, Kate. This is on a road to communism. It's economics fascism, which is a form of socialism, minimum wage laws. They've had about five or six federal minimum wage law increases in the last 70 years. States have their own minimum wages. And I've looked at the data on the federal level. I've seen the same thing in the state levels. Every time they pass one of these things, there's a big jump in unemployment. Every single time. And the caller talked about inflation. The main increase in cost is not going to be inflation. It is the businessman that passes it on. The biggest cost for business across the board is labor cost. Mm-hmm. And it's not only the entry-level person is going to get a raise, the minimum wage. It's other people higher up in the business have to get wages, because if they increase the minimum wage, the entry-level position, they have to increase the wage of the middle person and people on up.
Because they can't have them making the same. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a huge cost increase for the businessman. And how does he get that back? He raises the cost of goods and services.
Yep.
This is extreme, very harmful.
Yep.
And it's fascism.
Yep. The lie is, well, the business owner can afford it because the business owner is making so much profit. Well, the business owner has to take all the risk to make the profit. The business owners are not going to spring up out of that and take all the risk without making a profit. There's no incentive.
They don't make a profit every month either.
They're just getting by.
Yeah.
They don't affect their profit. They just pass it on to us.
Yes.
The consumers need those goods. We need those services.
Thank you for that. Really, we're going to go to a break, but I so appreciate that comment. He was right on the money. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way.
Yep. Did you guys hear that? You're waiting for your ship to roll in. Have you ever met an entrepreneur that waited for the ship to roll in?
Actually, have you ever seen a ship rolling? They usually float.
I cannot wait to hear what you have to say on this. So the phone lines are open, 888-673-1450. Hold on, caller. We were just talking about the song 9 to 5, and it was really written for a feminist. I love Dolly Parton, by the way. But that song was written for a very feminist movie where it was the man's keeping us down and we don't have any ability whatsoever to move up unless we do these drastic things to our boss, you know, kidnap him and everything else. We don't have any ability. But in America, yes, we do. And we have a long line of entrepreneurs, and you can even look at Aunt Jemima. as a great example of that, right? Plowing through her, you know, obvious oppression to be able to do what she did in becoming the first Black woman millionaire in the early 1900s. How was that possible in America with such oppression? Oh my gosh, oppression of just the average worker themselves as well. Before we go to the caller, make sure you get to Balance of Nature, put in the code Kate and order up. It will really help with your sugar cravings right now. It'll really help get that summer body back because summer's approaching and you're going to want your summer body, and make sure that you are taking Balance of Nature and getting the nutrients. 31 fruits and vegetables. You will love this product. The fiber drink that goes with it is amazing as well. It will really stabilize your system. And that's really what you need to have happen. Go to balanceofnature.com and put in the code Kate. Get 35% off and free shipping, and you can even just try it out. It's guaranteed. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Glad you brought up the happy McDonald's franchisee owners.
Yes, they are happy. I mean, I would be too if I owned McDonald's.
No, they're not. You are mistaken.
Am I? Okay.
Yeah.
Do tell.
The African-American McDonald's franchisee's owners have sued McDonald's because they didn't get as good a spot as the white guy did for their franchise.
Oh, that's right. Yes, that's right. They did that, didn't they? You know, it always amazes me, the victimhood of America, though. I have a problem with the victimhood mentality that I just can't do it because I am a slave to my job. A slave to my job? Who said you were a slave to your job? Nobody said that. Usually it's a lot of choices, compromises that we make in our lives that brings us to where we're at with whatever we're doing for a living. So aren't we our own worst, you know? All I'm saying is you're there because you want to be there. We can work harder. You can do more. You can get where you're going.
Two little words.
What's up?
I quit.
I quit. I love it.
Next.
Yep. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Dolly Parton is 100% sweet Americana.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Guys, gals, hang on to your hats. Inflation is going to really go.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Bye-bye, middle class.
Oh,
if we go, it's over.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you. I love Dolly Parton. Actually, Dolly has a lot of sense to her, and I really like it when she's interviewed. She's very real. There's a lot of things I really like about Dolly, but she wrote this song for a movie that really was about something that isn't very American, and that is the fact that, yes, you work your butt off, and you don't just work in a dead-end job and wait for your ship to roll in, because it never will. You work because there's someplace you want to go. You know, we traded career and money to be able to do a show that was centered on truth. We made the compromise. We were willing to do that. We were willing to say, hey, We value the truth more, right?
Yep.
We could have gone the other route. We were definitely offered that. But that wasn't what was important to us. That's why I'm saying it's always a list of choices and compromises that we make to do what we're doing. And there must have been some benefit or you wouldn't be doing it. And so the whole blame game, the victimhood mentality, the I have to make $15 an hour and all I do is drop fries in hot oil. Well, obviously, if you don't want to have to drop fries, no one's saying you have to, but if you want to do more with your life, you work harder and you learn what you need to learn to graduate to the next step.
Yeah.
Otherwise, yeah, you'll be dropping fries and hot oil the rest of your life if that's what you want. But they act like America owes them something. We came to this country because we wanted to work for something. It wasn't about being owed. Do you guys remember all those people that came over on the boat that stood at the shoreline on the East Coast and said, well, America, what are you going to do for me? What are you going to give me? I'm here. I have arrived.
You know,
no, they said, what can I do? How can I jump in and start working hard and work a piece of land? How can I make my life okay? That's what they did.
One of the other things is they want it all right now. Like they hire in at the bottom wage to make French fries.
Yeah.
They don't stay long enough to double their earnings when they learn to fry hamburgers.
So true.
You know, they're gone by then.
I will never forget when I picked up my daughter. She got her first job. And what was it? We had to buy her the galoshes at Walmart because she was walking around in horse poop, because that's what she did when she cleaned stalls. She gets in the car and I go, how was your first day of work? She goes, Mom, I clean up poop for a living. How good do you think it was? And I sat there and laughed and I thought, this is the best thing for you. This is the best thing for you, because you're going to want to get out of this situation and into the next job. And into the next job, it was at a place that served food, and she became manager while she was in high school. And I said, you know what? Right there, you did not want to shovel poop for the rest of your life. And this is why you took it upon yourself to work harder and better at the next job that you got. You didn't just stay there for 5 years and then say, what does everybody owe me? You worked hard. And so this girl still works hard right now. She's one of the hardest workers I know. She's got two little kids and she has her own business. It's thriving. And all I'm saying is, we're in the era of digital. And there was a great article about Dolly's song that said, we're in the era of digital. Anyone can start a business right now. There are so many opportunities, yep, right now.
More than
you can
ever.
You can even be a podcaster, for Pete's sakes. You can do anything. So don't go to the land of victimhood and stake a claim that America owes you something for just showing up and breathing. I can't even imagine being that kind of person. Do you know how many hours I've put in? I actually counted it up, over 25,000 hours doing this. I didn't get paid for those hours.
You didn't?
No, I did it because I loved it.
I got rich.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to call in and say one of the best ways that you can get into the market, uh-huh, as an entrepreneur, uh-huh, is to do menial work as a private contractor.
Right.
And you can do whatever you want with the business later. You give yourself a raise by working longer hours.
Right. There you go.
Anyway.
Thank you. Love it.
There you go.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Sounded like he was hard at work while he was talking,
yep,
to us. You know, it reminds me of the movie I talked about last week, Undercover Billionaire, where they gave the guy $100 and they said, make a $1 million business in, uh-huh, 90 days. Uh-huh. It's fascinating first season of this, by the way. The first season's the best. And what does the guy do? He gets on Craigslist and he starts looking for those tires to sell. Hmm. Pulls him out of the dump to try to create more out of his $100. What did he have? He had ambition. He poured himself a cup of ambition. He could have said, it's impossible. He could have said, I can't do it. You drop me off in a city. I can't use my connections or my name. I've got $100 in an old truck. And the old truck sips a lot of gas. And I can't afford to even get a hotel. I guess he could have been stuck there, but he wasn't. So what made it different for him? His ambition, his ingenuity. He decided that he had a goal and he was going to get there. He wasn't going to be lazy about it. He only had 90 days to create a $1 million business, and he really did do it. So, and that business is thriving today.
Mm.
He franchised. Yeah. So what makes the difference? Well, anyone standing on a corner with a sign that says, I need $15 an hour, I probably wouldn't hire. Sorry, but I wouldn't hire them. Because they're going to expect something from me, but they're not really going to deliver anything if I was to hire them, right? So why would I hire them? The staking a claim of I demand, just like I said in the last segment, you know, or this segment, I can't remember, it's all a blur. But the immigrants, when they came over to this country, they didn't just stand there and say, what are you going to do for me? They didn't want that. They came from that. They came from it.
Yep.
They didn't want it. It was horrific to them. They came here and said, what can I do? How can I work? Give me something that I can, you know, not give me something, but I want to work. That was the mental attitude of everyone that came here. They weren't looking for a handout. You know why? Because they knew they couldn't get one. They knew it. They were like, there was no handouts to get. Except for maybe community members volunteering a little bit to say, you know, I'll help you. But that was about all. That was it. So they worked hard. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, you know, this minimum wage thing is nothing but a reward for all those college students that are left educated that can't get a job and think for themselves.
Right.
That's all this is about. It's just payback.
You're right.
You know, they realize that for $15 an hour, they'll never be able to repay those high education debts and loans they took out. So they're going to forgive those, too.
You're right.
It's pretty easy to figure out.
You know what?
Because anybody with the brain's not going to work for $15 an hour. They realize they can't live off that. They're going to go find a real job.
Yes. Thank you for that. Love the comment. You know why? I'm looking at this picture that they posted of Hormala with the crowd around her. Two older people, not elderly, just two older people in the mix of many youth. That caller is not far off, right? He's not far off because this is what we're looking at. We're looking at the youth are the ones with those signs out there.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the people saying, I want to get taken care of, America. So that $1,400, you guys, per week, do you know that in the new COVID plan, the $2 trillion plan that they have is $570 million worth of funds, $570 million worth of funds that says that federal employees get a universal payment of $1,400 a week, not a month, a week, $1,400 a week to take care of kids out of school if the schools are shut down. Now, on another note, I hope everyone just made the connection that they are signing off on a bill. They want to sign off on this bill, $570 million, because schools will be shut down in the future, because we will have more quote-unquote viruses that they invent to scare us with. Hmm. Otherwise, they wouldn't be passing the bill, right? Otherwise, they wouldn't be signing off on this turkey, on this fraud. And so there are plans for more of this. They wanted those universal payments to make sure and get paid. Because really and truly, wouldn't they say COVID's over with because of the vaccine? No.
And if you know you're going to get $1,400 a week later, the next virus will be easier to believe.
Exactly. The universal payment paid by the middle class Americans, you and I. $1,400 a week, you guys. Yeah. Can you even believe that? $35 an hour to sit home and be there with your kids, right? While you complain that schools aren't open, but they wouldn't be doing it if there weren't more viruses in the queue. 350 more vaccines have already been worked on.
You know what the title for that job is?
What?
Mom.
It's so true. It's disgusting. It's disgusting what we're doing right now. And that's true. They're all universal payments. And universal income payments, I should say. But it tells you a lot about the future, doesn't it? Because they really will keep selling this. This is why we say to people, take off the mask and tell them you don't believe this anymore. Because we're passing future funding bills on the whole hoax of this thing being sold as an airborne plague. That's why they keep saying don't take off the mask, even if you're vaccinated with some shot that's gene-altering, that has no COVID in it. That's why they're selling it this way, is to say to you, this is never going to end. You can't indoor dine. You can't go to theaters. We're done. No cruises. Nope. They're just going to keep pummeling you with all of these shots, gene therapy shots. And universal payments are coming in to save the day, right? That's what we're supposed to think. And $15 an hour? Who do you think pays for all that? Us, the middle class. Thank you very much.
And in 50 years, we all live in the ocean.
Pretty much. Thanks, Uncle Milty. We'll be back tomorrow with Trevor Loudon. Don't miss it. Trevor Loudon, the one that called that Kamala Hormala was going to be president. And anyway, be faithful, be fearless. See you here tomorrow. KateDalyRadio.com.
Have you heard of teeth in a day? Did you know teeth in a day actually means they attach a set of dentures called temporary to your dental implants for 6 to 10 months before you get your final set of teeth? At Nuvia Dental Implant Center, our revolutionary new protocol and technology allows us to give you permanent teeth in 24 hours. Before getting dental implants anywhere else, let us show you the difference. Get your permanent set of teeth in 24 hours at Nuvia. Go to NuviaSmiles.com/radio to learn more.
Is your water heater leaking? Has your water softener stopped working? Are you calling every plumber in town and you can't get a call back? Well, at St. George Water Heaters, they'll resolve your water heater or softener problem either same day or within 24 hours. Guaranteed. Protect your investment with a courteous, trustworthy water heater man from St. George Water Heaters. No job is too big or too small, and they will even show up late at the same great rate. Visit stgeorgewaterheaters.com, voted number one best of Southern Utah Angie's List and Home Advisor.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS HD4 Leeds.